My name is Vaughn Delahunty. I'm an investigator with the Salt Lake County District Attorney's Office. Today is Monday, March the 24th, 2008. It's 1:20 p.m. I'm in room 1201 at the West Jordan District Court, and with me is Mr. Josh Player, prosecutor for the District Attorney's Office, and Mr. Lee Carlson. Lee, would you spell your last name and give us your date of birth, please?
Last name is C-A-R-L-S-O-N. Date of birth, August 16th, 1968.
Thank you. This is an interview and a trial preparation in regards to the Kenneth Dolezal homicide case. And Lee, I'm going to ask everyone to speak up to make sure the recorder accurately records everything we say here today. Josh?
For purposes of the recording, this is Josh Player, and Lee, I have a witness statement here that you filled out shortly after you observed a homicide, and I just want to make sure that I can read all of your writing on it to begin with.
Okay.
But what it looks like it says is that pulled into the Village Inn. Does that mean that you pulled into the Village Inn?
I pulled into the Village Inn, yes.
And then it says, saw two guys in parking lot talking. I pulled in stall. So were they there before you pulled in?
Yes, they were there before I pulled in.
Okay. They came, and then you pulled into a stall.
Yes.
And then they, meaning the two guys.
Yes.
That you referred to earlier.
Right.
They came from behind about 5 o'clock. Now, is that a reference using the hand of a clock?
Yes, 5 o'clock. Pacing forward would be noon.
Okay.
5 o'clock would be...
Okay, to the rear and your right.
Yes.
Okay. So sort of off the rear right bumper of your car?
Yes. They weren't close to the bumper, but they were in that direction.
Now, this it looks to me, says hand guy. Tell me what that means. Or what that says.
Heard guy in black jacket talking loudly.
Okay. Heard guy in black jacket talking loudly, dash, held out hands.
Hands.
And is that the black guy, the guy in the black jacket holds out his hands?
Yes.
And then the same person in the black jacket's walking backwards,
like you can't see it, but like this.
So is he gesturing like, I don't have anything?
Yes, like I don't have anything, I don't know what you want.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to say about that? I didn't want to cut you off.
No, that's what I got out of it.
It says he looked scared, that, and you're referring to?
The guy in the black jacket.
Okay. Came directly in front of car. Is that your car?
My car, yes.
And then you write suspect. Is that the shooter?
Yes.
On my left. Is that as you're sitting in the car?
As I'm sitting in the car, he's on my left. Well, in front of me, but he's more towards the left.
Okay, so they come around the right side of your car.
Yes.
But then the person that shoots ends up being on left of center of your hood?
Yes.
Okay. And the guy in the black jacket, is he about center, or is he a little bit right of center as you look forward?
He's about center, a little bit off to the left.
But the shooter is more to the left.
Yes.
Okay.
I'd say the shooter would be more towards my tire, where the black jacket was a little bit off center initially.
Okay. And then it says he was over 6 foot, and then I don't know what...
I can't read that either.
Okay. He was over 6 foot, tan suede jacket.
Yes, he was wearing a tan suede jacket.
Or, I think, is what that might say.
Yeah.
Tan suede jacket. Now, this is the shooter.
Yes.
Okay. Medium build, thick brown hair and a ponytail, and is that what that says?
That looked like wig.
That looked like wig. And then the next line starts with, I couldn't understand
what was said.
Oh, what was said. And then there's a period and then a dash. Other guy put out hands.
The guy in the black jacket, once again, put out his hands like he did before.
Looked really nervous. And then other guy pulled a gun. So this is the guy with the ponytail, the suspect, pulls a gun. In his right hand.
From his right hand, yes, out of his pocket.
And then he fires possibly three, and then you've got a little scratch up a dove here that looks like an oar.
Yeah, oar.
Four shots. Okay. Now, before any shooting begins, are you sitting upright in your car?
Yes.
And you're just observing all of this?
Yes.
Okay. Black jacket guy turned around. I ducked after first one or two shots. Is that what that says?
Yes.
And when you... All right. And then you're right. Four, fear of my life?
Yes.
And when you duck, do you duck straight into your steering wheel or do you duck to the side?
I duck to the right.
Okay. Could you see anything that happened after you ducked? I mean, immediately after you ducked. Or was
No.
you looking down?
No, I didn't see anything after I ducked down.
Okay. Until you came back up.
Right.
Okay. After, does that say after?
After silence.
I sat up to look for car and called 911. And do you call it while you're in your car?
Yes.
Okay. I saw the early... Does that say early?
Early. Early Lincoln Navigator. It wasn't one of the brand new ones all tricked out. It was an older Lincoln Navigator.
Okay. So when you say early, you mean...
Early model.
An earlier model.
Yeah.
Okay. White. That describes the color of the Navigator.
Yes.
And then this 964NGJ is the license plate you
right.
saw? Okay. He pulled out heading east... towards stoplight. And that's the Navigator again.
Yes.
I got out talking to other witnesses and attending victim. Do you recall, was the victim able to communicate at all with you?
No.
Okay. Not sure which way went. That's the Lincoln Navigator
right.
again.
Right.
And then not sure what that says. But? Is that a but?
Probably a but. Saw a large white vehicle from the corner of my eye headed towards the freeway, but there was, again, there was so much chaos going on. I was looking around.
Okay.
I it could have been any car. I didn't get a good look. So,
does that still? Do you still remember this event the way you've written it here?
Oh yeah, totally.
Okay. And then they present with you. There's two photo lineups that are presented to you. So you don't identify anybody from, is that correct?
Yes, that's true.
And then it's the third photo lineup where you identify somebody.
Right.
And the person that you identified is the person that has features of the person you believe shot the victim on that morning in the Village Inn.
Yes.
Now when you describe this to Dean Carriger. Now, you know Dean Carriger, right?
Yeah. Yep.
It says that you weren't 100% positive with the picture. And he says that the man in number four had the nose, but his face was too round. And then you say, and then after you said that, you said, you're right, number three appeared to be the person, but he was not 100% sure, and then you said the man had the nose, but his face was too round. And then you began to describe the facial features in photo number three as to why he believed that was the person he saw. But I don't believe Dean had a recorder on when you described those to you. So...
Yeah, because I don't remember really talking about number four at all. I usually went through every single picture and said, well, this isn't it because this guy is Hispanic, this guy is this... So I probably did.
So as you look at this photo for today, and it's a black and white photo, number four, is there anything about the nose that is worthy of your comment?
No, not based upon that picture.
Now, when you observed the individual who you picked out in photo lineup position three, did you ever actually make contact with this individual? Eye contact, I mean?
No.
Did you ever see his face straight on?
Not like that picture, no.
Not like the picture. Did you see a profile?
Yes.
And did you see the right or left side of that individual's face?
I saw both sides.
Okay. And you see the back of his head?
Yes, with the ponytail, yes.
But as far as the way this photo is presented, you never actually saw him look at you directly, straight on like that?
No.
Is that accurate?
That's true.
Okay. So when you're talking with Detective Carragher, you were making some explanation about the facial features in photo 3. Could you tell me what about the facial features makes you believe that that is likely the shooter?
A lot of it has to do with the eyes, his bright blue eyes, and then the look around his eyes, his eyebrows, and how to explain it, his socket. Again, you heard me on the tape talk about I wish I could see him in real life or a profile to see his nose and see how his nose looked. And just the whole square shape of his face is what led me to believe that was him.
Okay.
I mean, and based upon everybody that I've seen, for some reason looking at him, he looks familiar. None of these other guys look like I've ever seen him before in my life.
Okay. But when you see him, there's something about it that affects you.
Yes.
Okay. You said that you initially stated that he had a wig or dark hair,
mm-hmm,
and a mustache, but not a goatee. And what was it about the way his hair was on his head that made you suspect that it may be a wig?
It didn't fit the person's face or his body, and it's hard to describe, but you know how you see old guys or old ladies that have like a big block of hair on their head and you can't see their skull? I mean, you can see my skull and there's hair coming out the side. It looked like it was just put on there, and it was so thick it didn't match the person, it didn't match hair. I couldn't see his scalp or his part anywhere. It didn't look natural.
And did you have an opportunity to see the shooter move about?
Yeah.
And did the hair on his head seem to move naturally as a normal person's hair would?
I don't recall noticing his hair moving around or anything. No.
Okay. So it was mostly the way it was on his, the way that it didn't match his other features that made you conclude it
right,
was a wig.
Right. And then just how it looked. Like it was, whoa, it looked like it wasn't attached to his head. I mean, it's just that, and I said in my statement, at least I thought I said, that was one of my first things that I noticed, that this guy wearing a wig, that this was a wig on this person.
So you noticed that even before the shooting began?
Yes.
That this hair piece, or this hair did not look normal or natural?
Yes, I looked at the defendant as he was coming across my car, looked at his face, and the next thing I noticed was his hair, and thought, why is this guy wearing a wig? And that was the next thought out of my head. And I focused on his hair more so than his face at this time, thinking, why is this guy wearing a wig in the middle of a Village Inn parking lot?
Wow. I would focus on that too. That would draw my attention from some other things, I think. All right. And then Lee said it would help if he could see the person in a three-dimensional way. I don't know if you've seen pictures of this individual on the news.
On the internet, just pictures, yes.
But they're still only two-dimensional, aren't
yes,
they?
Yes, true.
You've had no opportunity to look at a profiler.
No.
Okay, I think what I'd like to do now is just take you up to a courtroom so that you can see what it looks like, and so it's a little bit more familiar to
okay.
you. And I don't know that you drew kind of where you were parked for the Sandy PD. Did they ever ask you to sketch anything for them?
I think I did a little bit for the first detective, and I showed them on the scene exactly where I was parked. Well, of course, they saw it. I was sitting there, and where I thought that the navigator was parked. And I walked through it with them exactly what had happened from my eyes, and apart from standing in front of the vehicle because the body was right there in front of the vehicle. I don't think I drew a full-blown sketch. I know they asked me the same questions you did. Where in front of their car were they? And he just drew the line. I just drew a couple of X's is all.
Okay. I don't remember seeing those, but we've got six giant binders to get through. I might have you just do a not-to-scale sort of a thing,
okay,
just so that I can understand. And so that if you're asked to diagram this at a hearing, whether it be Wednesday or in the future, you've at least done it once, and so you'll know kind of, okay, this is a good place to start, this is a good place to end, so that
mm-hmm.
you're not having to spend a lot of energy worrying about that on the day of if we need you to do some drafting. One other question I had for you is, you called 911 while you're in your car.
Yes.
Did you step out of your car and continue with that phone call?
Yes.
And where were you standing as you continued making that phone call?
I got out of my, well, they first answered, I was in the car as the other car was backing up, and I gave the guy the license plate number and he took off. I got out of my car, stood to the front of my car, the side of my car, saw the body laying there, and I still continued with the 911 call as people were coming out of the restaurant and walking around my car looking for the guy and then seeing the victim laying there. And I was on the phone the whole time with the victim as he was laying there on the ground, and he was, you know, going through his motions of dying. He was gurgling, he was moving. At that time, I wasn't sure whether he was still had a chance of living or if it was just the aftermath of when somebody dies, so I wasn't positive. But I was on the phone with the 911 guy the whole time.
And so you never talked on the phone in standing at the door of the restaurant with the 911 phone call?
Never, nope.
And when you say you got on the phone while the vehicle backed out, is this the white Ford vehicle
yes.
that backed out?
The Navigator, Lincoln Navigator, yes.
And then as you stepped out of your vehicle, that's when the Navigator drove away?
He drove away before I stepped out.
Okay, so as it was driving away is when you stepped out?
Yes.
But it actually started to drive away before you stepped out.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I heard that distinctly.
Okay. Vaughn, unless you have some follow-up questions, let's get us a camera, and I'm going to take him up to the courtroom, show him the white erase board, and then if he draws anything, we can take a digital photo of it.
Okay. I've got a couple of questions.
Sure.
Okay. What time did this happen?
7:03. Oh, no, 3 minutes before 7.
On... You remember the date?
I think it was November 15th.
What time did you arrive at Village Inn?
About 30 seconds before it happened.
Pardon me?
About 30 seconds before it happened.
Was it light or dark?
The sun was coming up, so it was still fairly light.
Okay. Were there street lights on?
I don't remember if there were or not.
Describe your visibility.
Pretty good. It was... Dawn, obviously the sun was coming up, but it was more light than it was dark by all means.
Do you wear contacts?
No.
20/20 vision?
20/20 in one and 20/40 in the other.
Okay. The person that you've described wearing a wig, is there anything unusual or anything outstanding or remarkable about the person? The way perhaps he moved?
He moved quickly. Like he took big steps. I didn't see any markings on him at all, just that he was big. And I know I put regular build in there, and thinking back, I remember thinking as they were crossing and arguing in my car, thinking maybe I need to go help. But my next thought was, this guy's huge. This guy's big compared to me. I don't know how big Ken Dolezar was, the victim was, but he dwarfed him. And so my thought of going out to say, hey, what's going on, basically I shut that down.
You've commented about the person wearing the wig having blue eyes.
Yes.
How do you know that?
I saw his eyes. I looked in his eyes.
And you said very blue.
Yes. The point, that adds to my point that those blue eyes didn't really match that black, dark brown wig.
Describe his complexion.
Looked, I mean, normal. It wasn't, there's no acne. It looked fair. I mean, looked like he had smooth skin. I don't know.
Okay. Was his skin tone coloring, was it olive or light
toned? Yeah, I'd say it was light, kind of light toned, a little light toned.
Light toned?
Yeah, not real light, but I've seen in the stories on the news that he was tan. I don't know where that came from. I never said he was tan. He seemed kind of light.
Okay. You said you heard the two men speaking.
Yes.
Did you overhear anything they were saying?
No, unfortunately I didn't. I arrived and I heard the only words that I heard that I can understand was Ken Dolezar saying, at least I believe it was him saying, hey, as they were at 5:00 coming. And they were in front of my car and had the windows and everything rolled up, and they were talking, not at a loud know, pace. They were just talking. It seemed like it was normal, but then that the only other word that I understood was when the victim yelled no, and that's when the shots came.
English? Again, speaking English?
I couldn't say either way.
Were you done? Or
no, go ahead.
Were there any obstructions to your view? Like, did they step behind a tree or a shrubbery, or did you have a clear view of them when they were in front of your car?
Clear view. The only thing in my car that I have a little suction cup thingy. Put my MP3 player or whatever, up my phone up there, but that was kind of out of the view. That didn't obstruct at all. It was all to the side.
And your windows were clean? You observed it through your windshield, correct?
Yeah. Yep.
And there's no cracks in your windshield?
No.
Okay.
Can you describe the clothing, the man with the wig on?
Like I said, he had a big tan or light brown, would appear to be a suede type jacket. I can't recall if it was zipped up or not. And it seemed like he had gray or black faded jeans or some kind of pants on. I didn't see any shoes.
Can you recall shirt?
Sure, if it was zipped up or not.
You mentioned something about, or Josh asked you a question about facial hair. Can you describe what you meant, what you saw?
What I saw and what I remember is he had facial hair. It was kind of darkish facial hair that I remember. And it wasn't like a mustache, kind of like yours, kind of goes like this. It was more, it went down the sides of his face like that. Makes sense or not. It wasn't like a regular mustache like you, but it kind of went...
Did it end at the corners of his mouth, or did it protrude past the corners of his mouth?
It went down further.
Past the corners of his mouth.
Yeah.
How many people did you see outside?
Shooting?
Yeah.
Nobody. Other than the two.
Other than the two people.
Yes.
Did you see anyone get in the white Navigator?
No, I did not see anyone get in there.
Were the doors to the Navigator open or closed? Can you recall?
Before the shooting?
Before the shooting, I I'm not entirely sure. I don't know. I think that maybe the driver's side was open at the time, but I'm not 100% sure.
Did either...
Not driver's side, passenger side, sorry.
Did either of the two men have anything in their hands when you saw them?
Not that I recall.
Right.
I know when they came in front of my car, nobody had anything in their hands.
All right. But then the guy with the wig pulled a gun out.
Yes.
And you say the hair that may have been a wig, the color of it didn't match the complexion of the individual?
Right.
But did the mustache seem to match the complexion of the individual?
It seemed like the mustache was kind of dark. It wasn't like a light color. It was dark, and his eyes were really blue, and his eyebrows were kind of dark. But yeah, they...
So it was... The mustache color was consistent with the eyebrow color? Like it didn't...
I think so, yeah.
Didn't surprise you? The color of the wig surprised
yes,
you?
Yes, the wig and how it looked on this person surprised me.
And the color surprised you? I thought you...
Yeah,
suggested.
And the color surprised me. Then again, looking at his face, the glimpse I saw come from this side and that side, they kind of matched... The wind, they were a little darker.
Okay. So the eyebrows and mustache were a little darker than the wig color?
No, they were darker, period. They were... I don't know if I could say that they matched the wig or not.
Okay. But when you say it's darker, you mean it was...
It wasn't like a
blonde...
It wasn't like a... It didn't seem blonde. It seemed more darker, kind of like mine, more darker, blackish, brownish. It wasn't blonde, as far as I could tell.
Was the facial hair quite long, or was it quite short? Like
it was trimmed pretty short.
Trimmed pretty short, like maybe a day or two's growth.
It's been the guy.
That's
probably. That seemed like it's been there. Was there for a while.
Okay. It looked like it'd been trimmed though. Like
yeah. It wasn't all scraggly and stuff.
He'd maintained
it. Yes.
He'd maintained the
yes.
facial hair.
All right.
So I was curious about. I don't have anything else right now. So we're going to go to the courtroom, and I'm going to turn the recorder off at 1:50 p.m.
If you want to go grab a camera, we can...